that we can share a few thoughts with you this night. We need your prayers as we look into the scriptures tonight. And I have a preaching topic. And I want to introduce you to someone. And can I introduce you to this man? Yes. Talk with me now. Amen. I got questions. I'm full of questions. I said, can I introduce you to this man tonight? Yes. Amen. And this man is no more than Jesus Christ. Praise God. And I'm going to read here in the book of John, St. John, the fourth chapter. But I want to say, come. I'm going to give you an invitation tonight. Come and see a man that can work wonders. Come and see a man that can work miracles. Thank you, my brother. Amen. Are we here in the book of John, that seventh verse? There was a good conversation with the woman at the well and with Jesus.
Yes.
And she got so excited, praise God, and she began to tell folks, you need to see this man. You need to see what this man can do for you. Amen. Yes. He can give you some water where you don't never thirst again.
My Lord.
I know, amen, we drink the Deer Park water and the scented water and the purified water, but I want to give you some water that, amen, that's everlasting.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. So it is so vital and important that you need to come and see this man that can give you this water where you never thirst again. Come and see this man. Amen. I want to say this man is here tonight.
Thank the Lord.
And we want to come and see this man tonight that can give you what you need. Amen. One thing about the Lord, he knows what we need before we ask of thee. He knows your down sitting. He knows your uprising. He knows all about you. One thing about God, you can't fool him. You may fool man sometime, but I'm here to tell you, you can't fool God no time. Amen. He's always available and he's always up high and he looked low. Praise God. He can change your life. He can make you a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away and all things are become new. Praise God. So I'm so glad that, amen, November of 1976, I experienced this man, amen, he came into my life. And I tell you, Brother Emmanuel, when he came in my life, I was never the same. Praise God. Amen. So I'm excited about, amen, this man. This man walks with me. This man's talked with me. This man lead me. This man guide me. Praise God. He's my leader. He's my God. He's my protector. Amen. He's everything to me. I don't need nothing. I don't have to go outside the box for anything. He has it. Praise God. If you don't know Jesus this morning, this night, if you don't know Jesus tonight for the pardon of your sin, if you don't know Jesus tonight, amen, we need to come and get introduced to him.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Sometimes, you know, we may be saved. I've been saved for a long time. Amen. That matter not, because we can lose what we have if we don't maintain it. Amen. Do you know how to maintain your salvation? Praise God. That's why people lose out on this powerful man of God. They don't maintain their salvation. Praise God. It's just like a car, an automobile. You have to maintain your vehicle if you want it to last. Amen. I'm a mechanic by trade. Amen. And I have repaired some raggedy vehicles. Amen. I'm not trying to pick on y'all sisters now. But I want to say this. A lot of times the women, amen, if that car starts, I don't care if it's skipping, if it's, amen, it ain't producing, ain't driving correct, they've got to drive it anyway. Amen. Until it break down, huh? Amen. Then you have to call the tow truck. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, it works the same way as being Christians. You have to maintain your salvation. You have to check your life out. You have to make sure that you are reading the word. Amen. Praise God. You got to make sure that you're praying. You got to make sure that you're seeking God day and night. Praise God. Your mind is stayed on thee. The Bible said, who mind is stayed on thee, he will keep thee in what? Perfect peace. Praise God. So we got to keep our minds on the Lord. That's why the world is in the shape that it's in. Amen. Folks are ignoring this man. Amen. They don't want this everlasting water. They don't want to get involved. Amen. But the Lord, before you make it up there, you got to come to him. The Bible said, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Huh? Take my yoke upon you and learn. Come on, somebody. Of me. Praise God. Amen. How you learn? How you learn? Right here. Praise God. Got to get in the book. Sometimes we wait at the last to get into the book. We done went home. We done ate dinner. We done went to the neighbor's house. We did everything we want to do. And then on the last, praise God, right before you hop into bed sometime, then you want to pull the Bible out and begin to read. Do you know the Bible going to be watching you? You ain't going to be watching the Bible. Amen. You might as well go on and tuck yourself in. You're going to be asleep. You're tired. Amen. Don't always wait till the last. Read your Bible in the morning. Read your Bible before you go to work. Amen. Get home. Amen. Before you go and do a lot of things and get all wore out. Amen. This is eternal life. This how you will survive. This here is your breakfast. This here is your lunch. This here is your supper.
Amen.
The Bible said, delight yourself in this word. You want to live? You got to get to the word spiritually. You want to live naturally? Praise God. Sometimes it ain't no danger in eating 3 square meals a day, 2 or 3 snacks on the side. Amen. Natural, you do that pretty good. Amen. See? And then some people do it too good. Then they got to go to the gym. Amen. And spend money to work some of that weight out. Come on, somebody. You're going to take care of this outward man, because you're going to make sure you, hey, I'm going to do some grubbing. But I want to tell you, we need to grub the word of God. Amen. This is what's going to give us strength. This is what's going to help us to make it when things are failing. And this is what's going to help us to make it when, amen, look like the world is crashing. Praise God. Are you going to go right on in the name of the Lord? How many people in here, how many saints of God in here got that strong determination to go on and on? Amen. Praise God. Ain't that wonderful? We sing a song in our hymn books. And it's a wonderful song. You got to really mean what you're doing if you want to go to heaven, if you want to see this man that can give you everything. So we got to have a determination mind. And we, as the song said, I mean to go right on, huh? Until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done, huh? I will never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, for God will give me the victory if I keep going on.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You got to mean what you're doing. You can't be a quitter. How many know a quitter will never win and a winner will never quit? You got to have that mind. Things going to come to try to oppose you. Things going to come to try to stop you. Things going to come to try to hinder you. It ain't going to come to try to block you. But go right on in the name of the Lord. Should. Another question. Should opposition come? Should foe have struck my way? Should persecution and fire be lit as in the ancient day? With Jesus. I said with Jesus by my side. His peace within my soul. No matter if the battle's hard. I mean the wind to go.
Amen.
Do I have any witness in here?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I said we got to mean what we're doing. Because if we don't mean what we're doing, we ain't going to make it.
Help us.
Amen. So we got to get the victory. We got to meet this man that can give us the victory. Amen. Won't he do it?
Yes.
Let's see what he says here. Let's start reading at the 17th verse. It said, the woman answered. Excuse me. The woman said unto him, sir, I need that water. Can I give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw? Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. How many know you can't fool God?
Have mercy, Lord.
Amen. No need to try. It said, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now has is not thy husband. And that says thou truly. Praise God. So that means she had six husbands. Mm. The one you got ain't even yours. So that makes six. Mm. Praise God. When you come to God, when you come to this altar, be honest. Amen. Come with a sincere heart. Saying, Lord, here am I.
Yes.
See, the Lord, he can look all through your pretty dresses and clothes. And he can look at their heart. And he can see their heart is deceitfully wicked, desperately wicked. He can see that. You can't fool God. Amen. So this lady needed some help. Amen. And I want to tell you, we need some help. Now let's jump over here to the seventh verse. Praise God. The Lord is here for all situations. It don't matter if you got, amen, you're living in adultery. Amen. God can help you. Amen. Only thing you need to do is come to him. Amen. It may need salvation. Praise God. He's there for your salvation. He can deliver you from sin and all unrighteousness. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Praise God. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then says the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asking drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Amen. See, when it come down for your soul, praise God. Amen. It didn't matter if we, amen, had a little friction here, the Jews and the Samaritans. Amen. But when it come down to, amen, to the Lord, you move all that race stuff. Amen. That's what's wrong today with the world. Eh? If you ain't a Jew, amen, well, we ain't going to have nothing to do with you, do we? Amen. The Jews going to do this. We all going to go. But we don't have nothing to do with the Samaritans. But I'm here to tell you, when it come down to the Lord, amen, we need to know that the Lord don't look at us as Jew, Greek. Amen. We all the same in the in the family of the Lord. Amen. Ain't that a scripture say there is neither Jew nor Greek? We all is one in Christ Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. So if you need, see, the Lord is a universal God. He's a God for all creation. It don't matter about your color or your creed or race. Amen. We all children of God. Sometimes we live in a time now where people try to separate and, amen, hanging with their own race and kind of kicking other races to the curb. But I'm here to tell you that ain't going to make it. God is not pleased with that. If we get to heaven, church, we all going to get to heaven together. Praise God. Amen. It ain't going to be a little corner over here for the white man, a little corner over here for the black man in heaven, and over here on the other east side of heaven. Praise God. There's a red man. Come on, somebody. Hey. Amen. There's another person. No. It will not be no separation. We all is one in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Lord loves all of us.
Yes.
We all are God creation. Yeah. Praise God. And this everlasting water you can give it to any race of people. God is interested for souls. Amen. Can I ask a question? How many know the Lord is colorblind to color? Thank you. He don't look at color like we do. Sometimes the Bible said when you look and you ain't looking right, you need to pluck those eyes out. Amen. It's called sometimes people look, oh, he's this color. I ain't have nothing to do with him. And they call themselves Christians. And they say they're saved. They say they're living for God. But I'm here to tell you in the fear of God, you're not living for God. Amen. Because God loves all of us. He loves the whole world. Amen. We all the same in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And, you know, we back then when they used to have the water fountain for the black and had the amen for the whites over here. And, amen. Now they're trying to take us back to those days. But in the name of Jesus, it ain't going to happen. Praise God. Because God is in control. Sometimes we look at government. Sometimes we look on what's going on, and it just looks like folks just having a fun day. But I want to tell you, relax yourself. Don't you get stressed out. Amen. God is taking notice. And when he get ready to work, he going to work in a mighty way. I tell some people, I thought about the illustration the Lord gave me. You know, the Lord, he worked kind of like the IRS. Amen. You know, sometimes people are not honest on their taxes. Praise God. And they don't pay the taxes and they're trying to cheat. Amen. They'll begin to cheat the first year, then they'll cheat the second year, they'll cheat on the third year, and maybe the fourth and the fifth. But guess what? IRS looking right at you. Amen. He see you cheated on your taxes, so don't cheat on your taxes. He see that. But what IRS would do, he'll wait till you to about 4 or 5 years till he figured that you done lost all your forms. You don't know where your records are. Amen. Then he coming in like a flu. He said, now give me, I need taxes from 2000 to 2005. Give it up. And you there scratching your head and, oh man, well, I don't know. I gotta find it. Amen. You ain't gonna find it. And the IRS know you ain't gonna find it. And then now you're in trouble. You gotta pay all those taxes plus interest. But this is the point I'm trying to bring out. The Lord is like that with the government. You know, sometimes people is asking me, they say, you know, the Lord letting all this happen. The Lord, where is God? Everybody, where is God? He just where he need to be. He doing what he need to do. He see it, but he's taking notice. But guess what? He gonna come in like a flood. Amen. He'll let you get by. He'll let you get, you thinking you're getting by, but he coming in and say, hey, and he gonna straighten it all out. Amen.
Yeah.
So don't you worry. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. I'm happy. I'm satisfied. Amen. Because I know my God knows when to work. He's a timely God. He knows when to come and turn things around. Amen. The only thing you got to do is just live right. Amen. Do God's will.
Yes.
You know, it might be a battle, but the battle ain't yours no how. Amen. And sometimes we're still trying to fight another man's battle, but we need to, amen, know that, Lord, here it is. You fight my battle.
Yes.
I'm turning it over to you.
Yes.
That's how I can smile. That's how I can come and preach like I preach, because I don't get stressed for nothing, because I know my God will make a way. How many know in here we're too stressed to be I mean, we too blessed to be stressed.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We too anointed to be disappointed.
Yes.
Huh? We too equipped to be whipped. Devil ain't got no power when you got the mighty God on your side.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And Brother Grayson, the only thing you got to do is point to the devil. Go.
Help us, Lord.
Go. In the name of Jesus. And don't go behind me. These folks talking about, get thee behind me, look, devil. I don't want the devil behind me. You know why? Because I got to keep looking back at him. And if I'm looking back at him, I can't stay focused on Jesus. And there's a scripture that says, when a man put his hand on the plier and looked back, he ain't fit for the kingdom.
Lord help.
Amen. So what we supposed to say, get thee hence, Satan. Amen. Go.
Yep, Lord.
Sometime I get to preaching like I'm preaching here. I go places and I run the devil out the congregation. I say, devil, you got to go. I remember Holly Hill, South Carolina. I told the devil, I said, get out of here. Go into the river. Go to the Santee River and drown. One of the saints came to me after I got through preaching. Brother Jerry, we don't want to run them in that Santee River because that's where we get baptized. I said, you said that right. Amen. I got to find another location. So I told them to find another river. Praise God. But in other words, you got to get out of here. And brother, I'm not going to run them out. I mean, I want him to get out of here, but I don't know where to send them. I don't come to Wichita enough to know what river to send them to.
Send him back to the pit.
Send him to the pit. That's what I'm talking about. Get out of here. Go back from where you come from. Amen. I ain't got no time for you.
Yes.
Praise God. My time is to serve this man of the Lord. Amen. So that's why I'm talking so much about this man. Amen. And you need to get introduced to him because he can work wonders. He can work a work on your life, and you're never the same. You may be unsaved and don't know Jesus, but I'm here to tell you he can make you saved. He can send deliverance. You may be having some problems with family. Amen. You just pray. God will work that out. You know, there's a lot of family problems and sisters and brothers and uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and grandpa and grandma not getting along. Amen. And some really just say, some get so angry where they ain't spoken in 30 years. Come on. That's uncalled for. Only thing you need is a dose of Jesus. Praise God. Only thing you need is a drink. And I ain't talking about no bulls and Budweiser. But I'm talking about Jesus. Amen. I'm talking about that water. Amen. How many need some water tonight? I want to tell you God has it. And his fountain don't run out. Amen. Praise God. So let's read on. All right. It said, then coming the woman of Samaria to draw water, Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciple was gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then says the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that being a Jew asks of me, which I am a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealing with the Samaria? Amen. Jesus can work all of that out. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saying to thee, give me drink, thou would have asked of him and he would have given thee living water. Amen. I got a hold of that living water about 40 some years ago and I've been drunk ever since. Amen. That water, I am intoxicated. Yes, I am. I admit it. I am intoxicated with Jesus. Amen. Folks sometimes don't understand me. Because they say, oh man, This man is different. I don't allow nothing to just come and just knock me off the cliff or, amen, discourage me and I'm weeping and crying. But I count it all joy. When the devil come with his problems and troubles, I don't just weep and moan and groan. But I said, Lord, you see it, fix it. Lord, work a miracle. And you see the Lord start working things out. Amen. And right here, praise God, the Lord is working things out right here with this Samaritan woman. Amen. She was going for natural water. Praise God. She was trying to get natural water, but she didn't know that who she was talking to. Sometimes we don't know who we're talking to. And sometimes we don't know what he can do. Put your trust in the Lord. Put your trust in him. Give him your time. Amen. Turn yourself over to Jesus. How many know when you turn yourself over to the Lord, he will work it out.
Yes,
it don't matter what's going on. So the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then has thou that living water? Amen. You know, when the Lord start working, sometimes it works the same way. Folks start rendering excuses and trying to act like, amen, I don't have this. And amen, I don't have nothing to draw with. Amen. Only thing you need is Jesus. Praise God. Amen. So what did it say now? It said, are thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drink thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Amen. That was one type of water. But Jesus got something better than that natural water. Come on, somebody. Amen. And when you get this water and you drink this water, praise God, you're a new creature in Christ. Amen. God's giving you life and life everlasting. Amen. And now the Bible said here, Jesus answered and said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Come on. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.
Yes.
But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. So she didn't have no excuse. That water that you trying to receive, that water, you're going to thirst again. But I got a better water for you. I got a better deal for you. I have a better life for you. Praise God. You drink this water, you will never thirst again. Praise the Lord. And you know that did something to that woman. That woman was excited. When she hear, amen, I'm out here trying to get this natural water, but here's this man that can tell me some things, and man, I'll tell you what, I want what he having, praise God. Amen, amen. All right. It said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again, but the water that I shall give him shall be in his a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Thank you, Lord.
How many witnesses we have in here this morning? See how this lady, how Jesus witnessed to the woman at the well? Amen. Sometimes we have opportunities to share the gospel.
Yep, Lord.
Amen. Some places we go, things we doing, we person there. Amen. I'm a talker and I'm a witness. I love to witness. People come and say, they'll speak to me. And they say, how you doing? How you doing? Good morning. Good afternoon. I say, good afternoon. Praise the Lord. I say, this is a God blessed day. Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Then I start saying, I thank God for waking me up. Hey, he could have left me laying there. But it touched me. So that's just to make conversation.
Yes.
Amen. Where you can share this greatness to them. And a lot of time it opened up to another conversation. The first thing they say, are you a preacher? I say, yes. I could tell it. Listen, me and my sister, we haven't spoken to one another in 10 years.
Mm.
Me and my husband, we at the verge of splitting up. So opportunity avails.
Yes.
So you can help them and give them advice and say, you know what? I told that lady there that said they're going to speak. I said, let me ask you one question. She said, what? I said, do you love him? Yes. Amen. You got something to work with. Amen. If you love him, God can help you to stay with him. Amen. You got to figure out what's the procuring cause. And it don't matter what it is, because God is bigger than any problem.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He is able to work it out. But you must, if you truly have love, love will cover the multitudes of faults and sin. Is that right?
Yes.
Amen. So everybody in a relationship, I've been married going on 44 years this November, and every relationship ain't going to always, you're going to just always agree with your husband or with your wife. You're going to have disappointment. I mean, you're going to have some things happen in the relationship. You are.
Yes.
I had a person that was saved, and matter of fact, he's related to me. And he told me, he said, you know, me and my wife, we like two peas in a shell. We don't argue. We don't have no disagreement. Everything just worked well. I couldn't buy that. Because I know you're two different individuals.
Right.
I was born in Durham, North Carolina. My wife was born in Beulahville. Her parents was Curtis Odell Hall, and their mother was Mary Williams. My mother was LaGertha. I know you never heard of that name. LaGertha Moore. And my daddy's name was Melvin Lennon. Amen. So what I'm trying to say, they raised my wife different from my parents. So quite naturally, you know, some things that you might say, we need to do it like this, because that's what you was trained to, you've been doing in your home right. With your parents. And then my wife, well, no, we don't need to do it like, I want to do it like this. Amen. So when there are disagreement, that's why we got this man right here. Amen. That's why I'm trying to introduce to you to Jesus, because when problems arise, only thing you got to do is go to the man. Amen. Go to Jesus. Bow down and pray. Say, honey, let's pray. Amen. This ain't so bad that the Lord can't work it out. The Lord can help us. Amen. Maybe my way might not be right. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we have to humble ourselves. But when we pray and seek God, God will put things together. Amen. You won't have to file for a divorce. Amen. You don't have to walk out and one person in one location and one in another location. Amen. That's called separation. Amen. It's no sin to separate. Amen. I had a situation that happened where this husband was threatening the wife. Amen. And she was in a dangerous situation. So she asked me, I said, well, you know what? I said, I'm not going to tell you to stay there in that relationship. I said, if you feel like it's real serious and dangerous, you can separate. You can live over here at this house, and he can live over there at that house. But guess what? You can't marry again. You can't say, well, I'm tired of him. Now I'm going to go get. No, then you're going to be violating scripture. Amen.
Yeah.
Is that right? In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. The Lord give us wisdom. He give us knowledge. And we as pastors and preachers, we have to be careful about counseling these type of people, because just say, you say, stay there. Don't leave. Just stay right there. And then just like something happened down home before I left, there was a murder. Amen. But anyway, so
Lord, yeah.
The husband go and shoot or kill her, and then they go, then you know, their family gonna say, well, she said the pastor said that to stay there. That ain't good, is it? That sounds like a lawsuit.
Lord help.
Hello, somebody. To God be the glory. So we have to let God lead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And don't be so quick to say, to stay right there. Don't be so quick to say, leave. But you let the Lord, like I told that lady, I didn't tell her leave or stay. I just told her what? You don't have to stay. You know, like you're seeing. But if you want to go to, you know, amen, to another location. Same thing. And I'm just letting the Lord lead me tonight.
Go ahead.
I don't know why I'm saying all this. So it must be a purpose. But same thing with when people, husband and wife, in words, I just lost that thought. But if it needed to be said, the Lord said he would bring it back to your remembrance.
Amen.
Amen. But it was about husband, another thing about husband and wife. Amen. But I want to say, if you get this living water where you never thirst again, amen, the Lord will keep us in the straight and narrow. Things will work to the glory of God. We don't have to be y'all perplexed. We don't have to be confused, because the Lord will lead us. He will lead us in righteous paths. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. All right. Give me. Amen. Give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Uh-oh. Jesus said to her, go call thy husband and come hither. So, amen. She just letting them know. Did I jump? Did I jump over there? Let me see. Amen. Hold on a minute. I'm jumping from that to here. Let's hold on. Jesus answered and said, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that says to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee what? Living water. Praise God. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then has thy living water? Amen. And art thou greater than our father Jacob, which give us the well and drink thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said, whosoever drink of this water shall never thirst again. But whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him, he shall never thirst. And that's that I'm trying to sell this tonight. I'm trying to show you, amen, the natural water versus the living water. The living water works, amen. You won't never thirst. But the water I give him, amen, from this well, spring you, amen. Let me read again. It said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of what? Water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, that's what I want. Amen. And that's what we need tonight. Be honest. We need to say, that's what I need. And I'm telling you, and the Lord can provide. Give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and whom thou have now is not thy husband. And then the woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Amen. Praise God. You can't fool God. God knows you. He knows your intent. He knows what you're thinking right now. Amen. All right. It said, our father worship this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem, the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem. Praise God. Praise God. But I want to say, amen. I don't see it, but it was saying that, you know, she, the Lord told her to go, Yeah, right here. And this is the title. This, let's jump down here in this, praise God, this 28th verse. We want to jump over here at the 28th verse. Yeah. Praise God. And this is where I got my title of my the sermon. It said, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Praise God. Do you see how excited she was? Amen. She was so excited. Amen. She didn't think about a water pot. She left her water pot. She said, I want the living water. Praise God. Amen. Where's that excitement? Where's that excitement today? Want to go and spread the gospel. Want to go and share what you have experienced. Amen. Praise God. Hey, come. Come and see this man. That was a message. She was preaching a message. Amen. What she received and what she see was going on and how God gave her, amen, this everlasting water. And she was all excited and she, amen, want to share those men, amen, that she was, got involved with. Praise God. Now she going to preach to him. Hey, you need to straighten up. You need to come and drink some of this well water, this everlasting water, this living water where you will never thirst again. Amen. Can I share this water with you tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, take a drink. Amen. Get this everlasting water that will last you forever and forever, everlasting to everlasting. Praise God. It will work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. Praise you, the Lord. And you never the same. Amen. You excited. Amen. And so she was so excited. Amen. And she went and told him, said, come see a man. Amen. Come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. So that's a powerful man, can tell you everything you ever did. And now she's seemed to figure out, is not this the Christ? Hello. And then they went out of the city and came unto him. So that's what I want to share with you tonight, to let you know. Amen. Let's experience this everlasting water, this water that will last throughout eternal ages. If you ever drink this water, amen, you will never thirst again. Amen. I'm a water drinker. I love water. Amen. And I drink a lot of water. But this natural water, hey, it ain't going to quench your thirst. But I'm here to tell you that living water, amen, this everlasting water will quench your thirst. Praise God. And you know what that water is? Is this word of the Lord. Amen. Let us get wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in the word of the Lord. God bless you.